Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Danny, I got no number.
That's Tommy Chicho bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. We always get smarter when Leslie joins us. And she's one of the top experts in the world on quality and has written books about it, has spent her life working on it, helping companies like yours and mine. And the beautiful part about Leslie's work, folks, and she's done this for 15 years with us, is helping us bring a fairly sophisticated concept of quality down to a point where you and I can apply it in our small businesses. And Leslie, that's a gift, and I appreciate you for that. And so, Leslie Kossoff, KOSSOFF.com, right, Les?
Yes.
All right, so check that out, folks. The books are all there. The executive field guides, too, are all there. We're talking about sales and quality, combining the two in a way that we've never done before. Are you seeing companies start to pay attention to this, Leslie, or is this something that you're trying to get them to focus on?
I'm trying to get them to focus on it.
This, good luck.
You know, right before the break, you talked about that last mile. Sales mm-hmm. into quality is that last mile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really interesting thing because I was listening to some statistics about companies. Well, actually, it was talking about Amazon, which, of course, makes itself known as the most customer-centric organization in the universe, right? And that's the way that they present themselves. And from a financial perspective, the thing that they're very concerned about is that last delivery mile because,
mm-hmm.
according to their statistics, it costs 30% more to deliver that last mile than the whole rest of the process.
Right.
And so that's what you're talking about saving when you get your salespeople into the quality
mm-hmm.
process and into giving you
ideas. So you're saying that the sales, including salespeople in the process, getting their input into this thing, could they're where the most savings are possible.
Absolutely, and the most increased profit.
And we're always looking, every business owner is always looking at the operating statement to see where there's a pocket of savings.
Mm-hmm.
And you're identifying something that really has hardly ever been discussed before, and that is how the salespeople out the last mile could actually be one of those pockets of opportunity. Not to cut their budgets, but to
mm-hmm.
ask them how they can help you improve quality and therefore cut costs.
Absolutely, because inside of the organization, you're defining quality one way. Outside of the organization, your customers are defining quality a completely different way.
Right.
You may have been historically offering wonderful products and services that made all the sense in the world when the world was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the world isn't the same as it was on a day-by-day basis, let alone over an arc of time.
Right.
And what your sales force can tell you is, you know that thing that we've been offering, this, you know, special model of whatever, it doesn't matter what the specific thing is. It may be that, you know, your customers really don't care about it that much, and that's why we're not getting any buy on it,
right.
Or we've been seeing the sales decrease in that particular area. But, you know, they were talking about, and then there's your opportunity.
Right.
And I go back to my GE sales executive. He was working in an area that normally would never think about having something like silver, gold, and platinum levels
mm-hmm.
of service that the
mm-hmm.
customer would pay for. And it turned out that they brought in silver, gold, and platinum levels, and the customers paid like crazy.
Wow.
And suddenly, without changing anything, the profit margins went wild. And because they were already working on continuing to improve their internal processes, make sure that their products were as great as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that customer relationship, that customer orientation that led to a whole new level of profit and
mm-hmm.
capability.
And only the salespeople knew that.
Absolutely, because only the salespeople can know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of that different relationship that they have with the customer. And even if you're the business owner and you have known your customers for years and years, they look at you differently from the way that they look at a salesperson. Mm-hmm. And your salesperson is also talking to people inside the body of the organization that may have perspective, Jim, going back to your Xerox story, that the people sitting at the top, they know things, but they never really quite think it's going to apply to their company. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and sometimes they don't know them at all.
Yeah.
But in either case, it's the salespeople who are living in that last mile.
And that's got to be our last word, Leslie.
Okay.
Thank you. This has been great. Thank you so much for being here, Leslie. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. Kossoff.com. Check it out. I told you we'd get smarter when Leslie joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.